Well, welcome to Hosting, the show where I, Carlo Ritchie, host my house guest, Guy Montgomery, here in Sydney, Australia. Guy, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Another long sleep.
Oh, I don't know what it's about the Australian air or something, but 16 hours, two nights in a row.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Well, it just feels like a wasted opportunity in terms of visiting a country and spending more time unconscious than conscious.
Time spent taking care of the body is never time wasted.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, is sleeping taking care of your body? It's recharging in a way. Although that didn't really feel like a very recharging sleep.
Well, you look wrecked.
Yeah, man. It's a shame there's only the one towel because I really sweat through the sheets last night.
Get one.
I was having the most intense fever dreams I've experienced in my life.
Wow.
You know, there was sort of 6 hours of unbroken sleep, then 2 hours of just horrifying reality.
Oh, no.
Inescapable reality at every corner. And then, you know, another 8 hours of deep slumber. But
what did you see, Guy? What was the nightmare?
I don't even know if you can call it a nightmare. It was just overwhelmingly real. I can't emphasize enough to you the realness of it. So I opened my eyes, but I was still asleep, but my eyes were open, and I was standing in a place I'd never been before, Adelaide, South Australia. And I look around, and I see a large roundabout and cars coming hither and thither, and then a man walks across the street at the same pace as a car. So he arrived at me, he came up to me very quickly all of a sudden, and he said, "Hello, my name is Paul Kelly."
Right, the musician? And
he had the same face as the guy from that album you gave me yesterday.
Yeah.
The one that I had to listen to, So Much Water, So Close to Home.
Yeah, that's right, that's the album.
Yeah, and he said, "Hi, I'm Paul Kelly." And I didn't say anything. He said, "I have a series of questions to ask you."
Questions from Paul Kelly.
Yeah, he didn't give me any context. Here we were standing on a roundabout, cars traveling all around us in Adelaide.
How did you know you were in Adelaide?
There was a big sign.
Okay.
I should have mentioned that. It said, "Welcome to Adelaide."
Okay.
And it was hanging in the sky, though, so I knew it couldn't be too real. Like a big banner in the sky.
Huh.
And he said, "Hello, I'm Paul Kelly. I'd like to ask you some questions." And I didn't say anything. I was dumbstruck. And this is the thing. It was so real. It wasn't menacing so much as intense. You meet someone with a real intensity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Paul Kelly has that kind of personage.
He said, "Hello, I'm Paul Kelly. I'd like to ask you some questions. How many cabs in New York City?" And then without giving me a chance to answer, he just rolled on to his next question. How many angels on a pin? And that's something that I seem to remember. I'm having trouble, you know, distilling reality from dream. But didn't you?
I did say it. I mean, I did say that yesterday, Guy. I mean, but what is the next line?
How many notes in a
saxophone?
Yes.
Well, he's a very, very talented musician.
Whatever his music is fine, but it just keeps rolling. It is barreling through these questions, question after question. And he didn't give me a chance to answer any of them. He just, you know, stared through me on this roundabout. Is this...
What a crazy dream. Well, you're up now, and it's time to get into the day.
I guess.
And let's not talk about Paul Kelly for the rest of the... For another hour.
Well, okay. If it's okay with you...
Got to talk about him a little bit.
I mean, if we could either get to the bottom of this dream or, you know, drop the whole thing, but it's one or the other, man. Like, I don't want to start talking about it again in an hour.
Well, I guess we're going to have to drop it then.
Yeah. And can we put the jigsaw box away?
The jigsaw box?
Yeah.
But, Guy, I mean, look, we're already nearly finished.
Did you stay up last night doing...
No, Guy. You did this.
No.
When you...
No, last thing I remember was... I think I had some pumpkin soup, and I hadn't started any of this puzzle, and I went to bed.
Between the going to bed and the pumpkin soup, you must have finished nearly all the puzzle.
It's 5,000 pieces. I've been asleep for as long as I can remember. There's no way I did this puzzle.
Well, you didn't do the whole thing, Guy. There's still lookers.
I didn't do the whole thing. I didn't do any of it.
Well, that is a mystery to me, Guy.
Well, can we pack it
away? Because I saw you with my own eyes sit here and finish up the old puzzle.
I just can't. I want to trust you and take your word on this, but I can't.
Well.
Can we pack it away, please?
Oh. Well, what do you want to do today, Guy?
Well, I was hoping the locksmith might have been so we could...
Been and gone.
Oh, that's fantastic. Maybe
look, the door opens and closes.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could walk through it and down to the gallery via a cafe or even a dairy or a corner store would do.
My manners, Guy. Breakfast time. Now, I was up for a little while this morning.
Doing the puzzle?
Guy, you've got to forget this whole puzzle business. It'll keep you up at night. And we can't have that. Now, Guy, I got up early. I had a little time up my sleeve this morning. And what I've done here is I've made you some porridge.
Oh, well, Carlo.
I've poached some local pears. And I don't mean I stole them, Guy. That's for animals. And I've poached some local pears.
Yeah, it looks...
And I've just... That's a little bowl.
It looks fantastic. A
little bit of salt in that porridge.
Are you going to be having any?
Well, I already ate.
Well, how do you find the time if you're poaching these pears and making this porridge and doing this jigsaw puzzle?
Guy, you're hungry.
Hungry.
You haven't slept well. You're confused, Guy.
Yeah, I guess I am.
You did the puzzle last night, nearly to completion.
We
were both shocked. You said things like, gosh, look at this bloody puzzle go, you said.
It does sound like something I'd say, but I still don't
believe
you.
Believe this. I'm doing a puzzle faster than I've ever done a puzzle.
I don't believe that. Look, man, I really appreciate the porridge and everything, but I was thinking maybe we could go. I feel like I haven't had any fresh air for a while. I think, you know, a walk, some vitamin D will do me a world of good.
You're sleeping the whole day away, Guy.
I'm not trying to, man. I just want to see some of Sydney. I want to go to the gallery.
All right.
I want to walk up on the bridge.
No, we won't be doing that, Guy. But we can go to the gallery.
You mean it?
Yes, I do. Guy, why would I... Guy, come on, let's go. Get your boots on,
mate.
Okay, I'm going to
get my shoes on.
Get your boots on. It's time to say hooroo to the house and hello to the day.
Okay, I'm just going to go get them from the other room.
Okay, get them out. Get them out, buddy.
Okay. Hey, why'd you pack away the jigsaw?
What jigsaw?
Paul Kelly's face. The jigsaw of Paul Kelly's face from that album cover.
Paul Kelly's face?
Yeah.
Paul Kelly...
It was the famous
Australian musician?
So much water so close to home. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't... Guy, I'm at a bit of a loss. Have you had a bad dream? Good morning.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you. Oh, you slept in your shoes? That's a bit weird. No. Well, good morning, Guy. Well, good morning. Good to see you.
Carlo...
I've made you some porridge. You got up a bit early.
Yeah, I know. You
made some porridge and poached some pears.
You poached the pears. You
didn't
steal
them. Oh, that's a good one, Guy. And then put a little bit of salt in there, Scottish style. And there you go.
Yeah, and you've already eaten. Like, we're going to the gallery. Forget about the porridge, man. Forget about the puzzle.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, Guy, it's 6 o'clock.
No, it can't be 6 o'clock.
Well, it's 6 o'clock somewhere. How about a beer, Guy?
Yeah, sure. A beer sounds great. But I'd really like to drink these and get out of here because the gallery will be closing soon.
Yeah, you're right, Guy. Well, let's get them down. Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. You didn't drink any of yours.
I like to let it warm up. I should just get them out of the fridge early, shouldn't I?
No, well, I like them cold. Carlo, my watch makes it 12 p.m. It's definitely not 6.
It is getting earlier and earlier.
Can we go to the gallery?
That watch needs a repair. Give me that watch, guy. I'll take it down.
Soon enough.
I'll take it down for repairs.
If you're going to take it down, I'll come with you. We can go to the watchsmith together.
Guy, you look so sleepy.
No, I'm not sleepy. I'm hungry.
Oh, well, I've made you some pear porridge, guy. I've poached the pears there.
You didn't steal them. I know you didn't steal them. Let's go to the watchman. Let's get out of here, man. The doors are unlocked.
All right. Well, we'll finish our beer.
Okay.
And we'll go down to the watch shop. Give me the watch. So I'll put it in my pocket so we can take it down to the watch shop.
Oh, it's okay. I can keep wearing.
That's all right, guy. That's all right.
I don't want to be a burden.
No, look, I'll give you the house keys. You've got the house keys there.
Oh, okay.
And now you just give me the watch.
And I give you the watch.
Give me the watch. Great. Cheers, guy.
Cheers, Carlo.
Cheers. Mm. So you've got the house keys now. So, I mean, don't feel trapped, guy.
No, don't. Let's get out of here.
Don't feel trapped. You sure? Because you're looking very tired.
Yeah. I feel tired, but I think the fresh air will do me some good.
Well, we don't want to push it too much, do we? But I think a little air would be nice, wouldn't it?
These keys are feeling mighty heavy in my hand.
You're really just... You're all right, buddy?
Help me unlock this door.
This help. Yeah, all right. Look, just give me the keys, guy.
Yeah, let's...
Give me the keys.
Yeah. And unlock the door.
You mean lock it, guy? We've been out at the gallery.
No.
We've been out of the gallery, you silly Billy.
No, we haven't.
Come on, guy. God.
We've been in your kitchen this whole time.
Guy, how could we have been when your watch says it's 7 p.m. in the evening?
No, but you just had it. It still says 12 p.m. You've just written 7 on top of it.
Guy, remember we went down, we talked about this exact same thing down at the watch shop. And he said, I'm just going to fix it the Australian way. And we put a 7 on it and we all had a good laugh. And you said, I don't believe this.
Yeah, no, that sounds like what I'd say, but I don't have that memory. Carlo, I got to ask you, man, if it's not too much trouble, could we even just crack a window? Because I'm starting to feel like there's not enough oxygen in here. And you seem to be breathing just fine, but I'm breathing mighty heavy.
Yeah, you're so tired, guy. You should have something to eat.
I am hungry.
Well, luckily, this morning you didn't finish your porridge. So what I've done is I've chopped in some carrots, some celery, a little bit of leek, some onion,
terrible.
And I've made that into some little oat cakes. Some oat cakes, tasty oat cakes.
No, I don't want to.
With some fried eggs.
Can I just have a glass of milk or something? Anything fluid would be better than...
Yeah, absolutely. Here are my manners. There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, nice glass of milk.
Is this the same farmer?
Same farmer.
2 days ago?
Yeah. She makes a mean glass of milk. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You were thirsty.
What do you think about going out for some dinner?
Well, guy, I mean, are you sure?
You keep asking me. It's the only thing I've wanted to do the last few days is get out of the house. I'm pretty sure, I'm sure.
The milk hasn't filled you up?
Not completely. No, I'm hungry. I want to go.
Hungry for a little taste of Australia's darling of folk, Paul Kelly's seminal album, So Much Water, and the song Careless? Is that what you're hungry for?
I don't think music's going to satiate my appetite. And I'd sooner we didn't talk about Paul Kelly, if that's okay with you.
Well, I mean, how many notes are in a saxophone?
This is all... There is an answer to that question, but I don't have it. And look, man.
Oh, you're looking woozy there, guy.
Yeah, I'm feeling mighty woozy. Can I please... Have you got a spare towel? Even a tea towel will do.
We all get our towels, guy.
It's just so wet with sweat.
You are sweaty. You are sweaty. You better get to bed, guy.
I don't want to go to bed.
Well, guy, you look so tired and worn out.
I want to stay up with you. I want to stay up all night with you.
Well, we can certainly try that, guy. How about another beer? Hey, if we're having an all-nighter.
Have you got any energy drinks or coffee?
Oh, another glass of milk?
I guess it's close
there
enough.
There you go.
You're pouring it all over the...
Oh, so clumsy. Better wipe that down, guy.
No, don't use my towel. Get a fresh one.
Well, guy, we all get our towel.
That's going to make it even wetter.
Oh, now the towel's all wet with milk.
I don't think I want to drink this glass of milk.
Go on, guy.
Look,
she's a great farmer. She does some really great stuff. You know, her neighbor, they make a great cheese out of a great sour cream. It's a great place to be, guy.
Yeah, it is good to be here in Sydney. I feel like we're still mostly in your house, Carlo.
Well, let's make a deal, guy.
Okay.
Tomorrow, when you're feeling a bit more chipper, have a lot more energy, we'll have a nice breakfast.
I still think
you
it's
and me,
today.
We'll take a trip down to the gallery.
I would like to go to the gallery, but you said we've already been, and I don't believe you, but I still think we could go today. There's six hours before it closes.
Let's go again. You loved it so much the last time. That's what I was thinking about. I just wanted to give you a good time.
There was no last time.
We could go to the Paul Kelly studio.
No, I'd rather we sort of avoided Paul Kelly altogether.
Okay. We could stay put. How'd you like that, guy?
I wouldn't like that very much at all, Carlo. I would like that the least. I feel like, what happens when your muscles stop working?
Atrophy.
Yeah, I feel like my muscles are beginning to atrophy.
That is strange. Guy, do you mind if I write that down?
I see no reason why it wouldn't be okay.
All right, let me just...
As soon as you finish writing that down, maybe you could come over and have a look.
Oh, of course, guy, yeah. How long has the atrophy been going on for, guy, would you say?
Well, it's hard to say because the concept of time's kind of flying out the window. But I reckon probably, I don't know, since I've been awake today, which must be 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, guy, we've had such a full day. I'm going to write down a bit of memory loss here. For my own sakes, I would, you know, why would I need to justify that to you?
Okay, can you please stop writing that down and come over here and help me stand up? We've got to get out of this house.
All right, come on, guy. Let's get up and into the day.
Okay, can you start helping me try and get up now, please? Because
where are my manners?
Carlo, can you please...
Oh, help you up?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, guy. Oh, God, we've been blabbering on about that for hours.
I just asked you just before.
I am beat.
You're tired?
Yes.
No, you got to stay up, man. We've both got to stay up.
I know you wanted to do an all-nighter tonight.
Yeah, that'd be really great.
I'm so tired.
It's only 12:15.
I don't know where you're getting that, guy, because your watch clearly says that it's 7 p.m.
Well, it should say 7:15 if they corrected it. They can't just write the number 7 on it and that be the time. It's 12:15 p.m. I'm hungry. I'm sick. I want to get out of the house.
Well, let's get out of the house then, guy.
Thank you.
I'll just pack some of these oatcakes.
We don't need the oatcakes.
Wait, you're so hungry, guy.
Yeah. I'm hungry for local Australian food.
Well, this is as local as it gets. I mean, I got the egg that I used to bind these from my neighbour, Keith.
I said it wrong. I don't mean local as in... I mean local from outside. I mean, I want to go to somewhere else, a cafe. I want to go to a deli. I would like to help buy the ingredients. I don't want to be a burden. I would like to
You're
help.
Not being a burden, guy. And we've talked about that word. And you've been talking now for what seems and is hours. So I think we'd all be better off going to bed, guy.
Carly, you were just saying that we're allowed to go out of the house.
We're always allowed to go out of the house, guy. I'm not stopping, guy. How many times do we have to go out of the house in a day?
Once would be nice.
Well, twice would make thrice. Little math joke there.
It's not a joke. It doesn't make sense.
Sure it does, Guy.
It rhymes. That's it.
It makes sense and it rhymes. That's why it's such a clever little joke.
There's no substance to the joke.
There's plenty of substance joke.
Twice is not thrice. Twice is thrice.
But once plus once and twice would make... It would make thrice.
I guess.
And I didn't want to stand here and lecture you for hours on why that joke worked, Guy.
Well, you haven't.
Oh, God, I'm tired, though.
Yeah, look, I'm feeling pretty sleepy myself, but I do think we'd both be best served by a trip out of the house before going to bed. How does that sound for compromise?
Guy, let's drink on it, hey?
Sure thing. Are you going to drink some milk?
Nothing beats it. 100% local provenance. Family owned, family made.
That milk is strong. What percentage is that?
Milk doesn't have a percentage, silly. Oh, Guy. I love these chats, you know. Oh, you're really falling asleep there, aren't you, buddy?
No.
Well, Guy, I'll see you tomorrow. And let's just hope that this experience stays this fun forever.